There's a fascinating story that we came across in Sault Ste. Marie. Now, at one time, Lenin Turco, just a young guy, lived in fear of accidentally consuming foods containing peanuts and being sent into anaphylaxis. Now, this is a common fear of a lot of people, but now there is hope that this might not have to be a day-to-day worry for him. To help me understand the new advances in this technology, we're bringing in an expert, Dr. Harold Kim, president of the CSACI, Canadian Society of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. Dr. Kim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So this is the first I've heard of this. A young person, anybody, allergic to peanuts, aggressively so, but now there is a method by which that they can, you know, rest a little bit easier. So can you tell us what's happening now?
So over the last 10 years or so, there have been a number of studies supporting the idea or option of actually giving gradually increasing amounts of peanut until kids can get up to the equivalent of one peanut, and then they stay on that one peanut equivalent per day. And for many of those kids, it protects them from having reactions with accidental ingestions with peanuts. So it may make their life safer in terms of less reactions with exposure in, you know, in the environment, like at home or in a restaurant or at school.
And so they're still allergic. This hasn't been some kind of panacea that's just going to make all these allergies disappear. They're still allergic, but they is it just that the tolerance is greater now?
So at this point, we do not call it a cure because for many kids, if they stop the peanut, then the risk for a reaction comes back.
Right.
For some younger kids, though, even when they stop the peanut or take it inconsistently, they actually can still tolerate, you know, a small serving amount of peanut. So for some kids, especially the really young kids, there's a possibility that it might actually be a long-term treatment.
Mm.
But for many kids, especially teenagers and older kids, we really want them, if they're getting the treatment, to stay on the peanut regularly so that if they do get exposed accidentally, then it'll protect them. Because for many of those kids, if they stop the peanut, then the protection may go away.
This will come up on the text board here. There will be listeners that text in and say, when I was a kid, nobody was allergic to peanuts. Why is everyone allergic to peanuts now? Is that something, I mean, it's anecdotal, but are there more now than there were 25 years ago?
Yes. The incidence or, you know, the number of kids with peanut allergy is around 2% of Canadian kids.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly 50 years ago, we did not have that. And we don't exactly know why that's happened. One belief is that just generally allergies have increased. And, you know, there's a theory called the hygiene hypothesis, you know, that we're all too clean, so right. Our immune systems don't get enough exercise, so we become more likely to become allergic. The other big thing that's had an impact, and I think probably an even bigger impact, is around 20 years ago, we actually recommended to parents to have their kids avoid peanut until they were 4 or 5 years of age. And now we believe that might have been a mistake. So now we actually recommend introducing peanut early between the 4 and 6 months of age because we actually think that that will protect kids from becoming allergic to peanut. So there's been a complete flip in terms of what we recommend. So those issues probably contribute to the increased risk of peanut allergy.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
I'm speaking with Dr. Harold Kim. He's the president of the Canadian Society of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. So I was on the island, Toronto Island, at one point with another couple that had a small child, and we were, you know, playing bocce ball and just having some fun. And I looked over, and the little girl, who was quite young, two and a half years old, was licking one of the bocce balls. And I said, hey, you shouldn't be licking that. And the mother said, no, listen, she's getting an immune system. That's what's happening. And I've never had anyone I could ask about that. Is that true?
So, yeah, that specific lick of the bocce ball, hard to know if that one will be the, you know, the thing that yep. protects the kid.
Yep.
But we know, you know, things like, you know, growing up on a farm might protect us from becoming allergic. Mm-hmm. We talked about early introduction of foods. You know, it's possible, say, early use of antibiotics might contribute to the increased risk of allergy. So many of those things that might alter our own, you know, like our own gut microbes, mm-hmm. and our own environment in terms of microbes and infection, those things, you know, might actually be increasing the risk of allergy in terms of us actually reducing those you know, the microbe or bacteria exposure that might be good for us.
Just in general terms, not peanut allergies, but just in general terms, the kind of allergies that people get in the summer, pollen and that sort of thing, is this a particularly bad year? Because everywhere I go, and again, this is anecdotal, everyone's eyes are swollen, everyone's complaining about it, and everyone's saying it's the worst year ever. Is that something that you've seen?
So, often people say that it's the worst year ever, mm-hmm. And obviously every year is not the worst year, but this year actually was a pretty bad year. And the reason for that, and I say that looking at our pollen counts that we have here in Ontario, the reason that this year might have been worse than many other years is because we had a cool, wet spring, so the tree pollens did not start until later. And so the tree pollen started late, and then the grass pollen started right away, right after that. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of late May, early June. And those pollen counts were very high. So this year actually was a particularly bad year, you know, looking at pollen counts because of the weather. The weather really made it tough for us in late May, early June.
And people can develop allergies at any point during their lives, right?
Yes, you can. I mean, I've seen 75-year-olds become allergic, but that's not typical, though.
Right.
So typically, boys tend to become allergic younger, and girls or women tend to become allergic later. At around 12 years of age, there's kind of an equilibrium where boys and girls have about the same risk of allergy. But there's something about puberty that changes the risk of allergy for the sexes, and we're not exactly sure why, but there is that trend. With food allergies, most kids that become allergic to milk and egg develop those allergies at less than one peanut, and peanut at less than 1 year of age.
Right.
And then other allergies, like say shrimp, tend to happen later in life, and some of that might have to do with exposure, but also there may be something particularly, you know, particular about those allergens that make the risk different at different ages. So yes. The official answer is you can become allergic at any time, but there are definitely some trends and patterns that we see.
Dr. Kim, thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
So, unlike a texter here at 71010 who asked, does it work for bee allergies, a sting a day, LOL, I don't think it does. I don't think it's a good idea to try that. We're not going to condone that. When we come back, we're going to talk about allergies. We're going to talk about anything that might have happened to you. Have you just ever had an allergy just go away? Or like me, did you develop them late? And I'm being killed by them today. You can hear it in my voice. I have not enjoyed it today very much. I have not really heard so often about allergies going away as much as I've heard about people developing them later on. And for me, I'll tell you, it was a bit of a surprise when my throat and my eyes, there's not enough Benadryl in the world to stop my eyes from being kind of little puffy red orbs these days. And I'm not really happy about it. This is that combined with the heat makes me an unhappy guy. So I want to hear from you about your allergies. If you have any that have really sort of altered your life too, like if there's things you can't do that you used to love doing because now you've developed an allergy to a certain aspect of it too. It's you love horse riding, but you can't go to the barn anymore because all of a sudden you're allergic to hay, something like that. So call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010 with any of these stories. I'd love to hear from you because allergies have been taking up a lot of headspace in my head recently after having gotten these allergies, and they really are kind of debilitating. From the text board from Toronto. I have a boy and a girl who had equal peanut allergies. My daughter is now 17 and the allergy to peanuts is gone. We don't need to carry an EpiPen for her. I do carry one for my son. Butter peanut allergies do go away. In my daughter's case, it went away. And that's an interesting take on this. I didn't know. I thought that you were going to be troubled with them, you know, forever. And that's why I thought that this story was so interesting about this 12-year-old boy who is now, by eating, you know, the equivalent of one peanut a day, building up an immunity to peanuts. It seems, you know, kind of counterintuitive, but apparently that's the way it works sometimes. And I thought Dr. Kim was really fascinating, the way that he discussed it. Also on the text board, I developed summer allergies when I was in high school, really bad. Every summer I was a disaster. I'm 34 now, and I've not had seasonal allergies since I was 28 or 29, so about 5 years. Also, I had a dog for 13 years, developed an allergy to dogs about 6 or 7 years in. I'm still allergic to dogs. That's too bad, because I love giving a dog a hug. But thanks for all your texts. Thanks for all your input on this one.